ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, it is Jonesboro's basketball to start this second half. They will be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Both teams still getting their last-second instructions from their coaches before they make their way out on the floor. Now Mounts Home comes out there, and I think we're about ready to get started back up. So, again, Jonesboro will inbound over on the far sideline. It will be Chassie Jackson triggering the inbound pass. She gets in the area on a hard way, and we're back underway. Ariana Hardaway dribbles to the right side. Now throws it up top to Scott. Scott has the ball knocked away, gets it back. Now gives it back to Ariana Hardaway between the circles. Throws over on the left side to Jackson. Down to Kiana Hardaway in the corner. Kiana Hardaway will dribble to the left elbow. Now goes down into lane, going up for the layup, and she gets it. Kiana Hardaway with 4 points, and Mounts Home's lead is cut back to a single possession, 16-13, as we are 30 seconds into the second half. Emma Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Finds Foreman at the left elbow. Now gives it, tries to give it to Gilbert. The ball was knocked away, but Gilbert is able to keep possession. Now Gilbert dribbling down into lane on the low block. Her jumper will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Kiana Hardaway, and back comes Jonesboro. Ariana Hardaway into the front court. Throws over to Jackson on the left side. Down to Thomas on the low block. Now she gives it to Ariana Hardaway on the other side of the paint. Kicks it out to Scott. Her three-pointer will not go. And the ball is tipped around and controlled by Ariana Hardaway on the offensive rebound. Ariana Hardaway will reset the offense. Mounts Home once again in a man-to-man. Ariana Hardaway dribbles to the left side. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now she's going to go back up towards the top. Now Ariana Hardaway is dribbling down towards the paint. Kicks out to Thomas in the left corner. Out on the wing, it goes to Jackson. Jackson dribbles towards the free throw line. Gives it to Scott. Now up top to Ariana Hardaway. Down to Thomas in the paint. She's going to go up for the jumper. Ball is knocked away. Goes out of bounds. It is last touch by Thomas, and it will be Mounts Home's basketball with 6:10 left of the third quarter. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading 16-13. Gilbert into the front court for Mounts Home. Dribbles to the left wing. Throws up top to Martin. Martin takes a screen from Foreman. Goes to the right side. Down to Payne in the corner. Payne will dribble out to the wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Has the ball knocked away. Ball still loose. And Jonesboro comes up with the steal. Mounts Home sixth turnover of the night. Ball goes into the front court to Scott. Scott has the ball knocked away. And Emily Payne comes up with the steal. So the two teams exchange turnovers on that sequence there. Here is Payne into the front court. She dribbles to the left side. Throws it to Martin in the corner. Martin will dribble out to the wing now. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates is going to pull up for the jumper. I think it would have been a two if it had gone in, but it didn't. And Ariana Hardaway gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane. And crowd wanting a travel call. They're not going to get it. Ball goes to Jackson. She's going to dribble down towards the paint. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. Emily Payne gets the rebound. Excuse me. And back comes Mountain Home. Payne dribbles on the left side. Jonesboro on a man-to-man. Payne takes a screen for Foreman, throws up top to Yates, over to Martin on the right. Martin takes a screen, gives up top to Foreman, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the corner, is going to pull up for the jumper, will not go. And ball, offensive rebound for Yates. She goes back into the lane for the layup. Good. Acid Yates in double figures with 11 points. And now Jonesboro is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 18-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Jonesboro takes the timeout after Aston Yates got that offensive rebound and went back into the lane for the layup. 4:40 left in this third quarter. Lady Bombers leading the Lady Hurricane 18-13. Inbound pass goes to Ariana Hardaway. She'll walk it into the front court. Lexi Law has checked in during the timeout. She has it now on the right side. Throws it down on the low block to Kiana Hardaway. She's going in for the reverse layup off the glass and in. Kiana Hardaway with 6 points. 18-15, Mount Holmes lead back to a single possession. 4:18 left in the third quarter. Here is Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the left side. Takes the screen from Foreman. Throws up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jackson. And back comes Jonesboro. She'll give it to Ariana Hardaway. Hardaway quickly into the lane. Now finds Thomas in the lane by herself for the easy layup. Good. Destiny Thomas with 4 points. And Mountain Home's lead is down to a single point. 3:50 left in the third quarter. Now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leads Jonesboro 18-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Mountain Home takes that timeout after Jonesboro cuts the Lady Bombers lead to a point. 18-17 our score with 3:48 left in the third quarter. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, has it on the right wing. Takes the screen from Yates, dribbles towards the left elbow, throws up top to Foreman. Over to Payne on the left side. Payne takes the screen, dribbles to the left elbow, throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right. Martin will throw it up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble up to the top. Going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. And the rebound is going to be controlled by Jonesboro, and they're going to get a foul on Mountain Home as well on the rebound. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Jonesboro with a chance to get the lead on this possession. Less than 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Ariana Hardaway dribbles into the front court. She has it between the circles. Throws it over to Kiana Hardaway at the right elbow. Now finds Ariana Hardaway cutting into the lane for the easy layup. Good. Ariana Hardaway with 7 points, and that is our fourth lead change of the night. Jonesboro's up 19-18 with less than 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Gilbert throwing it to Foreman. Finds Emma Martin on the left side. Martin will dribble toward the top, gives it there to Yates. Over to Payne on the right. Payne takes a screen. Now throws up top to Foreman. Over Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes a screen. Tries to throw it to Payne. He was not expecting Payne to cut. And a steal by Jonesboro. That is Mount Home's seventh turnover of the night. Ariana Hardaway gives it to Jackson. Jackson tries to throw it to Thomas. Ball was stolen by Aston Yates in the lane. Back comes Mountain Home. Jonesboro's eighth turnover of the night. Kate Gilbert has it on the right side. Throws it there on the wing to Martin. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Ball goes up to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Now up top to Yates. Over to Payne on the right. Payne takes the screen. Throws it to Yates near the corner. Yates is going to dribble down. Now goes back out to the wing. Ball's just going around. Now over to Martin on the left side. Martin's going to drill to the left elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Jonesboro. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:57 left in the third quarter. Leah Jackson checking in for the first time tonight for Mount Holmes, replacing Emily Payne. Jackson, a 5'6 senior. And for Jonesboro, looks like Chastity Jackson's going to take a seat, as is Kiana Hardaway. They'll be replaced by Lakia Scott. And I believe also by Kayla Foots. So 1:57 again left in the third quarter. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 19-18. Very low scoring affair so far by both teams. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets up top to Aston Yates. Excuse me. Yates will dribble to the left side, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson will give it to Martin. Martin will dribble between the circles, gives to Yates on the left side. Yates will dribble towards the right side, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling down to the lane. Her running jumper is blocked. Yates comes up with the basketball, and back comes Mountain Home. Oh, now a travel call is going to be called against the Lady Bombers. That is Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Emily Payne's going to check back in with 1:33 left to play in the third quarter. As Aston Yates take a seat. Again, 1:33 left in Mountain Holmes trailing Jonesboro by a point. 19-18 is our score. Ariana Hardaway walks across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Now takes the screen, drills towards the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Ariana Hardaway now double figures with 10 points. And it's a four-point lead for Jonesboro. 22-18 our score. A little over a minute left in this third quarter. Emma Martin throws up top to Payne. Payne drills to the left elbow. Now trying to figure out where to go. And throws it back up top to Martin. Martin dribbles towards the left side. Gives to Gilbert up at the top. Over to Jackson on the left, or on the right, that is. Jackson dribbles near the top, now gives it to Gilbert there on the right wing. Gilbert will dribble up to the top, throws over to Payne on the left side. Payne will give it to Jackson on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and Ariana Hardaway gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for Jonesboro. Ariana Hardaway going into the lane, it's going to be fouled. Nope, they're going to say that was on the floor before the shot. So Jonesboro will inbound it with 29.3 seconds left in the third quarter. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. Kayla Foote's going to check out the game, and she'll be replaced by Chastity Jackson for Jonesboro. Lakia Scott will inbound it to Destiny Thomas near the right elbow. She gives it to Ariana Hardaway. Ariana Hardaway has the ball knocked away, but Jackson picks up the ball. She's going to dribble towards the right elbow, pull up for the jumper. It's blocked by Martin, and Emma Grace Foreman comes out with the ball. She'll be fouled in the backcourt with 18.7 seconds left. Chastity Jackson picks up her third personal foul, team foul number one, here in the second half against Jonesboro. Leah Jackson's going to come back out of the game, being replaced by Aston Yates. Lexi Laws is going to come out of the game for Jonesboro, as will Chastity Jackson. Kiana Hardaway comes in, and so does Kayla Foots. So 18.7 left. Mount Jonesboro up 22-18. Kate Gilbert into the front court. 10 seconds left of the third quarter now. Martin has it. She'll give it to Payne. 5 seconds. Over to Martin on the right side. 4 seconds. Martin's going to pull up for the jumper inside the three-point line. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Mountain Home just held to just 2 points in that period. 24 points in the books. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 22-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow, 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number.